Hello, teenage America. My name is Susie Cream Cheese. I'm Susie Cream Cheese because I've never worn fake eyelashes in my whole life, and I never made it on the surfing set, and I never made it in the beatnik set, and I couldn't cut the groupie set either. Now that I've done it all over and nobody else will accept me, I've come home to my mother's.
Ah, I know the perfect thing to accompany this man's trumpet. None other than the mighty and majestic Albert Hall pipe organ. You understand that you won't be able to hear the organ once we turn the amplifiers up. Alright, Don. Whip it on him. They like it loud, too, you know.
My name is Ian Underwood, and I'm the straight member of the group.
Wowie zowie.
1 month ago, I heard the Mothers of Invention at the theater. I heard them on two occasions, and on the second occasion, I went up to Jim Black, and I said, I like your music, and I'd like to come down and play with you. 2 days later, I came up to the recording session, and Frank Zappa was sitting in the control room. I walked up and said, how do you do? My name is Ian Underwood, and I like your music, and I'd like to play with your group. Frank Zappa says, what can you do that's fantastic? I said, I can play alto saxophone and piano. And he said, all right, whip it out.
Beat you, then I told you that I love you in my my car. In a jar. In my car. In a jar.
Vision of the universal joke.
Donkey scrotum in saran wrap.
Whenever I see the moon on the shore, or cop a visual on Mary and Mahor, or see a piano leg touching the floor, or kiss a frog with a lingering log, I get horny.
Horny, 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 horny.
I get
horny. Horny, 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 horny.
Throw me into the quicksand. Bait me with armadillo tails. Let me be eaten by starving baby elephants. If I can't have you. If I can't have you.
I'm in this for the sex myself.
All I want is a casual mouth munch. Smoke a little dope. Slip in my horny candy cane. In your existential hole. Your existential.
Freddy, I don't know how you're going to take this. I got a rather unusual request. See, I've been on this island a long time without the companionship of a female. And I was wondering if I gave you enough coconuts.
And now, the winner of our national teenage haiku contest, William Chain, a senior at Southwest High School in Kansas City, Missouri.
Do not tell me I am source of your knock-up. The mud elephant wading through the sea leaves no tracks.
As I see you standing in a sable robe, and your breast that launched a thousand round pounds, you twirl to the light, your mom's veneries shines like Chichen Itza.
Horny, 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 horny.
living, 'cause I don't want to die.
Who dealt this mess anyway? Yeah, it's an old card player's turn. But sometimes you can use the old switcheroo and it can be applied to frontal politics. What I mean is, who was it that set up a system, supposedly democratic system, where you end up always voting for the lesser of two evils? I mean, was George Washington the lesser of two evils? Sometimes I wonder. You got some guy that says, for God's sake, we got to stop having violence in this country. While he's spending $16,000 a second snuffing gooks.
Next song we're going to dedicate to a great American organization. Tonight, I'd like to dedicate this to our boys in the FBI. Well, so wait a minute, it's hard to be an FBI man. I mean, first of all, to be an FBI man, you have to be over 40 years old. And the reason is that it takes at least 25 years with the organization to be that much of a bastard. It's true, you just can't join. You know, kind of, it needs an atmosphere where your natural bastardness can grow and develop and take a meaningful shape in today's complex society. But that's not why I want to dedicate the song to the FBI. I mean, the job that they have to do is a drag. I mean, they have to follow people around. You know, that's part of their job. Follow me around. I'm out on the highway and I'm driving down the road. And I run out of gasoline, I pull over to the side of the road. They gotta pull over too, make believe that they ran out. You know? I go to get some gasoline. They have to figure out whether they should stick with the car or follow me. Suppose I don't come back and they're staying with the car. Or if I fly on the airplanes. I could fly half fare because I'm 12 to 22. And they gotta pay the full fare. But, well, no, but the thing is that when you pay the full fare, you have to get on the airplane first so that they know how many seats are left over for the half-fare kids. Right? And sometimes there aren't any seats left over, and sometimes there are, but that doesn't mean that you have to go. Right? So, well, suppose that he gets on and fills up the last seat so you can't get on, then he gets off, then you can get on. Right? Then what's he gonna do? Well... it's a drag for him. But that's not why I want to dedicate the song to the FBI. During these hard days and hard weeks, everybody always has it bad once in a while. You know, you have a bad time of it. And you always have a friend that says, hey, man, you ain't got it that bad. Look at that guy. And you look at that guy, and he's got it worse than you. And it makes you feel better that there's somebody that's got it worse than you. But think of the last guy. For 1 minute, think of the last guy. Nobody's got it worse than that guy. Nobody in the whole world. That guy, he's so alone in the world that he doesn't even have a street to lay in for a truck to run him over. He's out there with nothing. Nothing's happening for that cat. And all that he has to do to create a little excitement in his own life is to bum a dime from somewhere. Call up the FBI. Say, FBI? They say, yes. Say, I dig Uncle Ho and Chairman Mao, and their friends are coming over for dinner. Hang up the phone. And within 2 minutes, and not 2 minutes from when he hangs up the phone, but 2 minutes from when he first put the dime in, they got 30,000 feet of tape rolling. Files on tape, pictures, movies, dramas, actions on tape. But then they send out 500,000 people all over the entire world, the globe, to find out all they can about this guy. Because there's a number of questions involved in this guy. I mean, if he was the last guy in the world, how'd he get a dime to call the FBI? There are plenty of people that aren't the last guys that can't get dimes. He comes along and he gets a dime. I mean, if he had to bum a dime to call the FBI, how was he going to serve dinner for all those people? How could the last guy make dinner for all those people? And if he could make dinner and was going to make dinner, then why did he call the FBI? They find out all of those questions within 2 minutes. And that's a great thing about America. I mean, this is the only country in the world. I mean, well, it's not the only country in the world that could find stuff out in 2 minutes, but it's the only country in the world that would take 2 minutes for that guy. Well, other countries would say, he's the last guy, screw him, you know? But in America, there is no discrimination, and there is no hypocrisy, because they'll get anybody. And that's a wonderful thing about America. And that's why tonight, I'd like to dedicate it to every FBI man in the audience. I know, you can't say nothing, you know. You can't get up and say, hi, you know, because then everybody knows that you're an FBI man. That's a drag for you and your friends. They're not really your friends, are they? Yeah. I mean, so you can't get up and say nothing, because otherwise you got to get sent back to the factory. And that's a drag for you, and it's an expense for the government. And that's a drag for you. We're going to sing you this Christmas carol. For all you bastards out there in the audience tonight. It's called The Paws of Mr. Claus. Why do you sit there so strange? Is it because you are beautiful? You must think you are deranged. Why do police guys beat on these guys? You must think Santa Claus weird. He has long hair and a beard, giving his presents for free. Why do police guys mess with these guys? Let's get Santa Claus, 'cause Santa Claus has a red suit, he's a communist, and a beard and long hair must be a pacifist. What's in the pipe that he's smoking? Mr. Claus sneaks in your house at night. He must be a dope fiend to put you up tight. Why do police guys beat on these guys?